This series of presentations concerning Christian apologetics is offered for the edification of all students of God's Word by spiritandtruth.org. Dr. Paul Hennebury, president of TELUS Biblical Institute, will lead our study. It is our prayer that these presentations will deepen your understanding of the Bible and allow you to draw closer in your relationship with God through His Son, Jesus Christ. Now let's begin our time of study with Dr. Hennebury.
Okay, let's talk about presuppositional apologetics. I am a presuppositionalist, if some of you haven't guessed that already. And I'd like to talk about this approach and why I believe that it best matches the scriptural witness. But before I do that, I need to delineate different approaches or uses of the term presupposition in order to kind of ferret out some approaches which call themselves presuppositional that really aren't. And so if you'll just be patient with me, let's do that first. Some people, for example, the philosopher Gordon H. Clark and the philosopher Ronald Nash, would call themselves presuppositionalists. And yet, really, their approach is not presuppositional in the way that I think it should be termed. Why do I say that? Well, it's because for people like Clark and his followers like Nash and even to an extent Francis Schaeffer, really what they're trying to do is that they're trying to put forward a hypothesis, or in Clark's term, an axiom which one starts with, and that axiom is an unproven starting point that we need to start with. We've got to start somewhere, and for Clark, he starts with the Bible as the supreme axiom. He calls that axiom his presupposition. And I think the problem with that is that he's just called it the wrong thing. He just should just call it an axiom, and therefore talk about axiomatic apologetics. Axiomatic apologetics, or he should call it the best hypothesis, or he should talk about it in terms of a purely logical approach to defense of the Christian faith, or maybe even a supposition. But he shouldn't be using the term presupposition, because presupposition is not really an axiom that we choose to start with. Presupposition is something that we're already arriving with in our minds. And so I think that Clark's presuppositionalism needs to be renamed, or at least understood as far as the terminology that he's employing. So Gordon Clark and Carl Henry and people like that, they produce some very interesting and helpful arguments. The problem is that they are open to all kinds of attacks, philosophically speaking. Clark's approach, for example, was very much as a rationalist. He didn't agree at all with any form of empiricism. And the reason for that is the same reason that Descartes didn't hold to that view. And that is because we can't always trust our senses. We see mirages in the road, for example, so we don't know whether there's water in the road or not. So our senses are not really telling us the truth there. We see parallel lines disappear and join together in the distance. We see all kinds of different things where our senses are, in a sense, betraying us or not telling us the actual truth of what's out there. And so, like Descartes, Clark really suspects the empirical approach to knowledge, and he's more of a rationalist. The problem with that approach, of course, is that he starts with the Bible as his beginning axiom. Well, the Bible is something we have to read, and it's something that's out there in the real world that we have to say is empirically real. And moreover, the things that the Bible speaks about are empirical facts. In other words, they are things that are tactile, things that are out there that can be tested, can be experienced. And so, that being the case, I hope you can see that starting by saying we are to doubt our senses and we are to rely more on our logical faculties means there's a disconnect between our final authority, that is, the axiom that we've chosen to start with, and the worldview that we're coming to it with. To overcome the problem of the empirical reality of the Bible and what the Bible reports, Clark actually said, well, we actually have the Bible inside our minds so that our rational faculties can pull down information of the scripture that is actually within our minds, and therefore we don't need to go outside to an empirical foundation. That of course has all kinds of problems which I don't think I need to go into. Clark's approach is really more rationalistic and not really presuppositional. Francis Schaeffer's approach, as we've already seen, is more verificational. He's more concerned about Christianity being the best explanation for the different phenomena that have to be explained and for the different questions that have to be answered. That's where he's most famous for dealing with those questions. And yet, there's another aspect to Schaeffer's approach which is extremely helpful, which he learned from the presuppositional school, and that is the idea of taking the roof off, as he called it, non-biblical worldviews, of providing an internal critique of non-biblical worldviews to show their inherent inconsistencies and their failure to deal with the questions that they're purporting to be answering. So that aspect of Schaeffer is very close to what I would agree with. And of course, Schaeffer was a great man of God and greatly used of God. People like Gordon Clark, Carl Henry, Schaeffer, Ronald Nash, even E.J. Carnell, some of these people you may not have heard of, but these people are at the forefront of this approach, and sometimes call themselves presuppositionalists. I think they'd be much better being termed verificationalists or rationalists or something like that, particularly in Gordon Clark's case, but certainly not presuppositionalists in the way that I would like to use the term.